Welcome back. The motorsport world is mourning the loss today of Sir Frank Williams, of course, the legend behind the Williams team that in 1980 crowned Alan Jones as our Formula One world champion. And I'm pleased to say that AJ is on the line this morning. Good morning, AJ. Gee, it must be hard when you wake up to the news that Sir Frank has passed away at the age of 79. And I'm interested to know what your first thoughts were when you heard that news.
Well, obviously, Maddie, you know, that of sadness, you know, because I had a beautiful working relationship with Frank. And, you know, the three of us, Patrick Head, Frank Williams and myself, you know, we enjoyed some fantastic times together, racing around the world in Formula One. And, yeah, it's just a very sad occasion.
You're right about the incredible times, and you were smack bang, mate, at the very forefront of this. So Patrick Head and Frank Williams get together in 1977. Frank had already had a bit of a crack around motorsport and trying to start his own team, but that was 1977. And then in 1978 is when you arrive at the team, and just 2 years later, you end up winning the world championship. How did you build a team, a successful team, that quickly?
Well, I mean, I've got to admit I didn't have much to do with the building of the team. But, I mean, Frank, he's just completely tireless. I mean, the bloke, you know, he just, he never gave up. He was always living and breathing and sleeping Formula One. And, you know, he just put it all together. And with the resources that he had at the time, or particularly before 78, you know, Frank was a bit of a standing joke in Formula One. He was... He was very much the also-ran and used to bring up the rear, and I don't think people gave much thought to him as being a serious contender. But, you know, when Patrick designed the FW06, which was a great little car, it was probably about a year too late because it came into being after the wing cars. But nevertheless, it was a very good little car, and we accumulated some points with it and got a couple of podiums with it, and I think that's what basically set Frank on his way.
You'd already been in Formula One a couple of years before this team was formed, and I know that you were on the radar at the time for Ferrari as well, so there was all of that regulation movement and skullduggery going on. What was it that attracted you to the Williams team, and what was it about Frank in particular that made you want to drive for him?
Well, I got on quite well with Frank. You know, even before I went to drive for him, I used to say hello, and we used to talk a little bit in the paddock and the pit area and everything. And I was terribly impressed with Patrick Head. He was no nonsense, down to earth, you know, and as a later date turned out to be the best designer in Formula One. He had this knack of being able to design a very simplistic looking car, but he had the knack of getting a one part to do three things, if you know what I mean. So. He was very good in that area, and I looked at that, obviously. And when I went up to see the car at Didcot in the workshop, you know, it had Saudi written all over it. They were the flavour of the month at the time. So I thought, oh, well, the budget's obviously okay. So, we just put it all together.
It was 6 years after you won your world title that Sir Frank was in a car accident in the south of France. And, of course, he ended up in a wheelchair thereafter, which... You would think, especially back then, AJ, that would be very hard to continue with the passion and the vigour in the game that he was in. Yet he did that with aplomb. I mean, it was no problem at all to the outside world to see Frank Williams up and down pit lane doing exactly what he was doing before the accident.
Oh, Matty, you know, it'll never be fully appreciated, honestly, like what Frank went through, number one. Number two, like, an able-bodied person probably wouldn't be able to go to as many Formula One races for the length of time that he did with the amount of enthusiasm that he kept. I mean, it's hard enough moving around Grand Prix circuits like Monaco and those sort of places when you're able-bodied. But when you're in a wheelchair, I mean, God, it must have been absolutely unbelievable. But, you know, typical Frank, his determination, one-eyedness, he just did it. And it was just unbelievable. When you consider that, you know, Frank probably lived about 25 to 30 years longer than what most doctors gave him. I mean, that in itself shows you the determination of the bloke.
I've never spoken to you about this, AJ, but when you won that world title in 1980, I've been firsthand and seen just how much the Williams family, and I mean greater family as well, adore and revere you. What did Frank in particular say to you when you delivered that first world title to his new team?
Oh, we were all pretty ecstatic. I mean, you know, in fact, I was talking to Jonathan Williams this morning, as a matter of fact, and he said, you know, Dad used to, particularly in the last year or so, he used to love getting out the old tapes and playing, playing back the Grand Prix that you raced in. That used to give him an enormous amount of joy. And that made me feel really happy, you know, because he was a real racer, Frank. I mean, he, as I said before, he just lived and breathed it all. And of course, winning the World Championship was a great culmination for all of us.
How many times did you get a bad car out of Frank? One that you just want to park and go to the airport?
Well, you always blame the car if you don't win. If you don't win, it's the car. If you win, it's you. No, look, Frank always gave me the best possible equipment that he was able to. And even when the championship was going down the line, you know, there was Reutemann, PK and myself, at the last race of the year at Vegas, he took four cars over there. He took a qualifying car each and a race car each. And at that time, when we went to Las Vegas, I was out of the running and it was between PK and Reutemann. He didn't put all his eggs in one, but he didn't put everything into Carlos. He just made sure that we all had the same equipment. We all had the same, you know, standard of expertise or whatever. That was just typical of Frank.
Yeah, an incredible, incredible man. Passed away at the age of 79. AJ, I'm sure you're going to do a lot of reflecting today, and I know the phone's been busy this morning, so thanks for your time.
My pleasure, matey.
The one and only Alan Jones, 1980 world champion. And just remarkable, isn't it, to see just what Frank Williams achieved in that game at that time when he came on in with Patrick Head and they made an incredible difference. And just within the short space of 3 years, now it would have felt like a lifetime, Alan goes along and delivers a world title to the Williams team. And let me tell you, when you're lucky enough like I've been to spend some time in the paddock, especially down there in Melbourne with AJ, whenever we walk past that Williams marquee, bang, we're in there. Whatever you want. Best place to get a coffee too. So the passing of Sir Frank Williams is one of the key and, I guess, headline stories in motorsport today. We'll continue to follow that. 0457 736 736 is my text line.